Brian Barrett here with Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland. And Mayor, this is a sad conversation we have to have about the passing of Vice Mayor Doug Young, and I just really don't know where to start. His history goes back so far here in Murfreesboro. He's Murfreesboro through and through.
Yeah, he is. When you think of someone that epitomizes, you know, all the good things that are here in Murfreesboro, Doug is the first person I think of. So I've served with Doug since 2001 when I first came on the planning commission.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in 02, but I sat next to Doug, and so I've been, you know, working with him for, you know, going on 15 years now. So it's a sad day, and it's someone that, you know, obviously you work with someone and you become close to them, but you really are, at the end of the day, you spend so much time with the people that you work with in the city that, you know, we're all family, and So we're all heartbroken with his passing.
Well, he had a few years of service over you, and you were kind of a young guy back then. So I'm sure he had some wisdom to pass along, too, which was helpful in your political career here.
He has been. I mean, obviously, being the vice mayor from when I became mayor a couple of years ago, you know, Doug, and I guess my wife really summed it up the best, that, you know, we were last night just sort of sitting around the kitchen table talking, and she was like, Shane, he was always so supportive of you. And you know, when I was sitting next to his bed, I guess it was Tuesday night, and, you know, knowing that the time was coming, and Doug, even as he was laying in bed, I mean, Doug, in true Doug fashion, it was not about him being sick. It was, you know, the time that I was sitting there and he was telling me things about the city, about how proud he was of the city, and then switch gears and he said, you know, and I want you to know how proud I am of you. And I mean, that's just the way Doug lived his life. He was one of the most selfless people that I have ever met.
I know recently a lot of distinctions have come his way, with the training facility being named after him. He was the Rutherford Chambers inaugural Lifetime Achievement Award winner announced last week. And, you know, those are things that are so against what he wanted. He didn't want the recognition. He wanted what's best of Murfreesboro. And I remember hearing at the groundbreaking for the training facility that he was more concerned that the firefighters and the policemen had a great place to train than he was about his name being on that. That kind of shows you the leader that he was.
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, it's refreshing, and it's one of the things that I love about local politics, that, you know, it's not about who gets credit or what someone's getting credit for. It's about, you know, doing the right thing. And I would tell anyone that, you know, is looking to serve or who has served, if you model your service based upon the way that Doug Young not only served this community but lived his life, that you will not go wrong. Because Doug never made a decision that was not what he thought was the best thing for the city of Murfreesboro. And that's really, you know, that's really, you look at him and he epitomized what's great in this city.
Well, definitely a loss that we have with Doug's passing, but what a great legacy that he leaves behind. And I think it's important for us to share these things as we remember him and his life. We remember what kind of servant he was, and that's why I thought it would be important to have you on to share some of that, not just because he was the vice mayor and you're the mayor, but just because he was a great person and a great public servant, and didn't want this time to get away without reflecting on that and what he meant to this city.
Well, I appreciate it, Brian, and I appreciate that you know, you guys, I know with Bart, go a long way.
Sure.
Back with Doug, and you know, we're sad, and but Doug was such a fighter, and he fought hard, and you in true Doug form, I mean, he his memory and his legacy that he's left to this community will live on much, much longer in this city. And, I mean, I am so proud that we had the opportunity while he was still here to be able to name the fire and police training facility after him. And for many years to come, that's going to be one reminder of the dedication and the things that he gave to this community.
Mayor, I appreciate you sharing thoughts today on our friend Doug Young. And, our hearts are sad, but we can always reflect on the many great things. And that's what's going to get us all through as we remember Doug. And I want to say Merry Christmas to you and your family. And thank you for your service here in our community.
Thanks so much. I do appreciate it. And keep the Young family in your prayers. And everyone out there, have a Merry Christmas.